This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
At its most basic, the big Google slash Alphabet restructuring news is a way for a company that had arguably gotten too big to manage to make itself easier to handle, to separate what we've come to think of as the plain vanilla enterprises like Search and YouTube, Chrome and Android, from the dream big stuff like driverless cars, cures for aging and smart energy and all the rest of it. Or if you want to put it another way, it's a way to separate the money-making stuff from the crazy moonshots with their big R&D budgets and uncertain futures. So with that in mind, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now on what might happen next.
The new Alphabet might look like your run-of-the-mill conglomerate with lots of separate businesses that will sink or swim on their own. But that's not quite the plan here, says Danny Sullivan at Search Engine Land.
I think their founders see their mission of Alphabet not as we'll be a conglomerate that has a lot of businesses that make money, but we're going to be a conglomerate that has businesses that we think will change the world.
Inspiring words, but will the new structure actually help those visionary enterprises take off? Sullivan thinks it will. He also predicts Alphabet will be a magnet for tech types with seemingly crazy ideas that just might fly with some investment and time in the lab. Ditto for promising startups that don't want to get lost inside of boring old Google, says Scott Kessler at S&P Capital IQ.
If people want to work for an exciting, emerging business, they can do that under the auspice of Alphabet and not be mentally hamstrung by the notion of working for a company that I believe was founded in the 1990s.
Alphabet's new structure will also bring new scrutiny to all those visionary ventures, says Rick Summer at Morningstar.
Investors can now see how those businesses are performing over a longer period of time. So the company will be forced, I believe, to react and not continue to throw good money after bad.
That good money would be the steady profits from Google search and advertising. Analysts say that part of the business may also do better with its own CEO and tighter focus on the bottom line. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.